Many years ago, the Emperor of China sent Wu Fang to rule over the tribesmen in the mountains of Formosa. He was a strict ruler, but he was also fair and just, and for that reason, the people respected him. However, they retained one very wicked custom. Annually, they would sweep down into the village and take off the first head of whomever they encountered and sacrifice this head to their gods. Wu Fang rebuked them often, but they would not listen. One day, he received a letter from the Emperor of China warning him that unless this hideous practice stopped, he would be brought back to China in disgrace. When he received the letter, the 71-year-old leader brought all the chiefs before him. He told them, "This practice must be stopped. Tomorrow night, you will take your last head. You will surround the crossroads in the village. A man in white will approach. You will take his head as your last victim." The chiefs went home and prepared the festive occasion, the celebration that always took place. And as planned, that night they were there in the bush as the lone figure clad in white approached the crossroads. With axe in hand, they jumped upon him and they took his head and left him lying there dead in a pool of blood. Quickly, they left the place carrying their gory prize to the place where the feast had been prepared. "Here's the head," shouted one of the tribesmen, handing it to the big chief. He went over to the fire and he looked into the face of the dead man. And suddenly the singing and the shouting stopped. All the eyes turned to the dead face. And there they were shocked as they looked into the face of their victim, their good friend, Wu Fang. There seemed to be a smile across his face, as that worn by a man who was not afraid to die. The tribesmen looked at each other in dumb amazement. What had they done? Why, they had killed their best friend. All the thrill and excitement of headhunting was gone. And to be sure, this was the last head that they ever took. The evil custom was indeed abolished. Wu Fang might have punished the tribesmen for their acts, but he chose rather to show them by offering himself what a terrible crime they were committing. Even so, friend of mine, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ had every reason to punish you and to punish me for our sins, but he chose rather to lay down his life so that we would forsake our sins and accept him as our Savior. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 5:8 that God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Friend of mine, you've sinned against God. Now will you in repentance turn to him, trust him as your Savior and Lord and Master. Let him be your Savior today, or else in a coming day, he'll be your judge. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. May the Lord bless you.